is, isn't it?
I'm going to be so sad when we actually figure out what our theme song is.
Cats mixed in, promise.
Cats in heat.
I'm going to miss it.
Good morning, guys. Kind of good afternoon for maybe anyone else. Yeah, it's another one of these. Who put a photo of Jake's bare ass covered by a bow tie in my studio?
I don't know. I thought you knew it was there.
No, this is the first time I'm seeing it. I looked over to greet Bethany, and there's a photo of producer Jake.
I bet Jake is leaving his own naked photos around the studio.
The best part is they left it in Buddha's lap, and yeah, Buddha is holding it.
She should be. I would be upset if I were her.
That's crazy.
We'll address this later, Jake. Good morning. We are your Ladies of an Acquired Taste podcast. I am Sam. I'm here with Bethany.
Hi.
And Kathleen.
Good morning.
And we woke up super early to give you a podcast because this week is nutty.
Yeah.
And we're running a little bit late because I slept through my alarm. And do you guys know why I slept through my alarm?
Why?
Because we had the most amazing thunderstorm last night.
Yes, we did.
And it put me in a really good mood, and I was hyped up, and I was like cleaning, and I had the windows open, and the cool rain air is coming in, and I couldn't go to sleep.
It was amazing. I was actually coming back from buying a new pot and potting soil because one of my children needs to be upgraded to a new pot. Lily is outgrown her
Lily.
Old pot. I know, it's a big deal. I was one block from home when it hit. And it was like it was all of a sudden just ka-chunk.
Yeah.
And it was raining sideways. It was amazing. I stood under construction scaffolding and watched it.
It's like the sky opened up like a dam of water. I was at Home Depot and then I had to Uber, but what's sad about that is I live like four blocks away.
But it was crazy.
Yes.
It was really nuts.
It was. Also, a little housekeeping thing before I completely forget. I have to apologize and warn because we've got literally three, which is plenty, of comments of people saying, Sam, you need to stop yelling on the podcast.
And directly into the microphone.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Super sorry about that. I'm going to try.
You got to try.
That's all I can promise, though. Like, I have to also, in advance, say I'm super sorry. I'm going to work on it. But, like, I don't know if it's going to drop immediately. I get really excited.
I know.
This is not scripted at all. You have to
make it a habit to just, like, pull away.
Pull out.
Or I was talking to one of our listeners about it, and he gave, like, a really good piece of advice. He goes, if it happens, it happens. Just make sure you find a way to, like, modulate it before you put it over the airwaves. I'm like, you know what? Should have thought of that.
Maybe, you know, the way that we mark swears for you to bleep out, like you'll make a note to yourself as we're recording when someone swears. Maybe you make a note to yourself.
I'm gonna make a note and write lower.
Lower volume.
I'll figure it out.
It's cool.
All right. So there's that. So good morning.
Good morning. So did you needed advice? What was going on? What's our topic today?
Advice. I just need to know that I'm not completely alone. And I feel like one of these arguments, quote unquote, will spark a little bit of an interesting conversation between the three of us. So I have two reoccurring arguments with my boyfriend.
Okay.
And they're both stupid.
Okay.
Okay. But they're real to us.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Like they cause actual turmoil. So the first one is this is how I knew the honeymoon phase was over. He gets food on his face no matter what he eats. Like, even food that has no ability to stick to anything ever finds its way. It congeals to his cheeks and side mouth and everything. It, right in the beginning, it was cute. And now I'm like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm.
So, like, what kind of food sticks to his face that shouldn't stick to his face?
He always gets some kind of chicken when he gets protein. So that made perfect sense. But the hit the fan when he was eating matzah without any kind of no schmear.
You could no build, binding agent.
You could build a small house from like a little bit of ground up matzah.
This is not great stuff. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't have a lot of ingredients and it's on his mouth. And that in itself is annoying, but the fight starts when I tell him, William, you have something on your face.
Yeah.
And instead of taking a napkin like an adult should,
yeah,
he tries to use his tongue as a metal detector and scan entire, whether it's private or public or whatever he's eating, or he could be getting more food on his face because he doesn't make sure he swallows.
It's a flavor saver.
It's disgusting. He looks like a camel. It's horrible. And the fight started when I got so annoyed that I took my damp paper towel and I hurled it at his mouth. because he was eating whatever and went,
oh my gosh.
And I was so turned off that I just needed to block it with brick and mortar, but I didn't have it, so I used a wet paper towel.
Yeah, and that he didn't like that.
And he didn't like that. And no. That was a real problem. Like, whenever he has food on his face, I go right there to the angry place.
Maybe
he gets angry back.
Maybe you need like a code word, you know, like a, you know, like a sex code word.
You're being disgusting.
Does he know that it translates into I'm not sexually attracted to you?
I think he's figured that out.
Because I think that that's going to be the key.
Do you think that's it?
Yeah.
I know it's going to keep happening because he has showed no signs of
remorse.
Right? I have to wipe his mouth like a child before I tell him it's there just to prevent his tongue from trying to help out.
So it's ultimately the tongue that really is driving you crazy.
Come on now. Food on face happens. You have control over the tongue usage, though. That's
it is crazy.
Disgusting.
That's crazy. I can absolutely see where you're coming from.
How long have you guys been together now?
It's like 11 months.
Mm-hmm. These things are going to start coming more often.
Okay, what's the other one? You said there were two. I'm excited.
Oh, I think another couple thought we were going to break up because the argument happened when we were out at a bar. We have legitimate fights about what would happen or should happen if he, because I don't play, wins the lottery.
Yeah.
Real fights in this hypothetical situation. He's mad because I wish on him that he does not win the lottery.
Because why?
Because I don't think it's good for anyone to get that much money overnight. There's six stories out there.
So it's not that you don't like what he would do with the money. It's that you don't think anyone should win at all.
Well, that's where it started. And then the fight part evolved to he said he would divvy this much to this person and that to the other. I'm like, you're being stupid. That's not how it's going to happen. He's like, yes. And if this family member doesn't get on their feet with the amount that I give them, that's it. I'm like, you're being dumb. That's not going to happen. You're going to see them struggling and then you're going to give them more money. Like, you're being naive. This is never how it's going to fall out. You can't just say you're going to give them that much money. He's convinced he has everyone's allowance, and I call bullshit. And he's upset that I don't believe him, and then it turns into like a real fight.
I side with William on this one. I'm sorry.
It's not going to happen.
My favorite pastime is daydreaming about how I would spend my lotto winnings.
Yeah. So you have a set out plan?
Oh, I mean, like, I pick out a new house every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a personal buying I get, but I don't think it's going to work if there's that, and every family has them, that one person that needs a kick in the butt to kind of restart their life in a certain way.
Yeah, they don't get anything.
He wants to give us an allowance, and then if that doesn't help kick them off, like, here's X amount. If you don't figure your stuff out, I'm sorry, I've got to drop you. I'm like, that's not going to happen because you cared about them enough to give them the money in the first place.
Yeah. Mm.
And if you see them struggling or they come up with a good enough excuse, you are going to reach into those now deep pockets and give them more money.
Well, you know what? He really needs to look up tax laws because there's only a certain amount of money that you can give tax-free to family members.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's like $14,000 or something
that's
a year.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
So now, Bethany, you have to win. A family member can't.
I guess. I mean, there go my Christmas plans for everybody. Sorry, family. I was going to give you all $30,000 for Christmas.
No. Nope. Blame the government.
$14,000.
Can you imagine if you had $30,000 just to give to each member of your family?
No.
I mean, that's like what my parents made when I was growing up.
That's
per year. That's insane.
Okay.
I don't know if that's how much they made.
I'm just picturing opening up that for Christmas and being like, as a child today, I mean, I really wanted an iPad, but this is fine.
Imagine opening it up and being like, this is it? What the hell, Mom?
It's what Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter said.
Yeah. Apple Paltrow. Apple Martin. What the hell, Mom? You're working so hard on this goop thing. Where's my goop money?
I want my goop money.
I better have a trust.
If I were an aunt giving out that money, I'd be the a-hole who put it in like a tissue box, $1 bills taped to one another.
Oh, yeah.
There's your $30,000.
Oh, my God.
It'd be incredible. I would do that.
Cool aunt.
Yeah, I would do that.
Sorry.
So I've had this happen, though, where a fake fight, like a fake argument, turns real, and it happens on a dime.
Yeah.
And it is the weirdest thing, because once, like, in my situation, I'm trying to remember what we were even fighting about. It was like something. It was something
family member,
hypothetical.
Romantic partner.
No, it was a friend.
Okay.
And he he all of a sudden got real person mad. And I tried to backpedal. I was like, I was just kidding. I was just kidding. And he was like, no, you weren't. And he lost his mind and he had to leave the room. Oh, no. And it was killing me that I can't remember what we were fighting about.
Which was the best My Little Pony.
It was like, oh, damn it.
We fight a lot about, you know, throwing out expired foods that I would still eat.
What?
Like, those strawberries are fine.
Yeah.
Pick
no,
out.
It's a suggested expiration date.
I suggest you throw out expired food.
Pick out the fuzzy one.
Yeah. Or if it smells fine, it's fine.
Yeah, I remember having an all-out brawl because he threw away a can of my beets that I swore were still good even though the expiration date was passed.
Was it passed by like years or
just
months?
Like a few months.
Okay. Because to be in a can, that's like, that's a long-term thing.
Yeah, I think they're okay as long as the can isn't like bulging, you know, with fermentation.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how long did it take for these fights to start? I imagine you guys had to be living together. Well, you guys met living together.
We met living together.
I always forget that.
Yeah.
Right?
So you've never not known the existence of dating without being in the same place.
They really rushed into this, I think. But
we moved. I did move out for a little bit, and then we lived separately, but we had always known what it was like to live together.
That's so crazy weird to me.
Bizarre.
It's cool.
Strange. It's sort of like I had friends in college who, you know, with the argument of like how soon before you sleep with somebody when you're dating them.
Yeah.
I had friends who started dating because they were practicing sex with each other.
Wait. Huh?
Like,
how interesting.
Yeah, it was really interesting. They were just friends. She approached him. She was like, listen, I'm not terribly experienced. I would really like to work on my skills. You know, do you want to sleep together and we can both like give honest feedback and help the other person get better at sex as well? And so they like started that relationship and then they ended up falling in love with each other. And
that's crazy.
Isn't that nuts? But I think that there's something so brilliant about that. Like, we're going to do this without emotion, purely on I'm here to give feedback and vice versa.
That can't happen. Just ask Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis.
I've never seen that movie.
You get the gist.
That's a good one.
No,
what's that one
thing
called? No best friend.
No best friends attached.
Yeah, that one.
No strings
attached.
That's a song. Or an album.
Sorry, I went to a very Timberlake place.
Best album ever.
Really is.
Yeah. Yep.
This it's so early.
It really is. I've had already one thing of coffee.
I see. You have a very depressed-looking empty cup right in front of you.
The saddest moment of an iced coffee or an iced anything is when it's empty. Because at least with the hot coffee, you can't see it through the cup.
True.
But you can see an iced empty container. And there's nothing happier than a brand new full one.
Can you please, it's bothering me, give it that final, like you've got the ring around it. Just give it that final.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
I can't believe it's 5:30 in the morning. You've already finished a 16-ounce iced coffee.
Have you guys ever noticed that in movies, whenever they order drinks and go to a movie, it's always empty?
The movie is?
Like when they sit down and drink their soda, there's always that sound.
Because they don't.
Oh, yeah. Like they just bought an empty drink.
And also sometimes they pick up their cup in a way where there's no liquid in it. Like it's too fast.
Yes. Yeah, like it's new and they dip it all the way back.
Valid point.
Things that bother me.
I was... Okay, you remember I told you I was an extra on the show Dallas?
Yes.
Okay, so my only job was to cross in front of the two stars on the sidewalk. From left to right or something. And they had me holding a cup of coffee. And we were about to shoot and the director ran over to me and poured water in my cup. Like they were that specific about wanting to make sure everything looked good that even for an extra, even extras like in the background, they poured water into all of our coffee cups.
That's fantastic.
I was like, this is very impressive.
Not very into pantomiming, is he?
I want to be an extra in something.
I did that
easy.
Too. It was fun.
It's super easy.
You were an extra in something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were extras together in that one thing.
We were, yeah.
Forgot about that.
What that one was.
I think it was a movie called I Am Michael or something.
It had, who was it starring?
James Franco was in it.
And he was so nice.
He was really
accepting,
nice.
Not in a creepy way, because now I realize this might make him seem bad, but he was being really polite. Like girls were little extras were going up to him and giving him his phone number. He's like, it's so nice to meet you. Thank you. And then when they walked away, he threw it out, which like, I'm not going to fault him for.
You guys saw him throw it away.
Yeah, but he took it and shook their hands and said, and was so flattered and then just threw it away, which is, I thought that was so nice.
I am Michael. Can you guys see each other in the movie?
I haven't seen it. I think it came out.
You're an extra in a movie and you haven't seen the movie?
I was an extra. That wasn't even the one I was talking about because Kathleen would love this one. In high school, it was after college. I was an extra in Gossip Girl.
What?
And I know that was the day I decided I hated Blake Lively because she had a little tiff in her dressing room and pushed off filming by like 2 or 3 hours.
No.
And the scene was a party. So there were like 40 of us just like chilling, waiting for this girl to get her mocha chai latte or whatever the hell she needed to get
That's
out.
That's amazing.
Can you see yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. My at the time boyfriend's sister sent me a picture because she watched Gossip Girl and I didn't. And she goes, "What the f are you doing?" And I was pretending to be drunk. There was like a red Solo cup in my mouth or something. And I was like tipped over on the side of the table.
What season? Do you know how many times?
I could backtrack. I was dating Josh.
Do you know how many times I've seen the show Gossip Girl from start to finish and I've never seen you?
A party during the Christmas season. I think it was a Christmas episode. They were walking through a party. I'll figure it out.
It's not when they're in Paris, right? You didn't fly to Paris.
No, I wasn't. They didn't have the budget.
You weren't in the Hamptons white party.
I was not. It was not a white party.
I'm trying to find this scene on YouTube from this movie because we were in the New Year's Eve scene.
It's always a party scene you guys are in.
That was a party scene. Oh, I was wearing a really awesome outfit that I ruined right now.
Yeah,
after
it was a rave. We were in a rave scene.
If I'm ever an extra in a movie, I want to be like... in something like an inopportune moment, perhaps where there's like a fight scene and it goes into the ladies' room and all of the doors or the stalls come open and I'm like sitting there on the toilet and I'm like, oh!
Knees in. Oh! Like blocking your...
the scene that we're in is this one.
Oh my gosh, it's so dark.
Which is so dark. You can't see it. You can see the glow lights of the rave.
I recognize that glow stick anywhere. Bethany, that's you.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. What year did this come out?
I don't know. This year? 94. Last year?
I once walked through the set of that Jennifer Goodwin, John Krasinski, Kate Hudson movie, Something Blue.
Oh, is that the one with the friends and the love interests?
It's like... the best friend takes the boy.
Yeah, like, I had mixed feelings about that.
I read the book. I like the book.
Okay.
But I walked right through the set when they were filming. I had no idea.
What was the first inkling that you were in a movie set? Did you see one of the actors first?
Yes, I saw John Krasinski.
Oh,
I keep running into him in New York. Maybe we were meant to be together.
Probably.
Sorry, Neil.
If you're ever in New York City, Madison Square Park, sort of centrally located in the center of the city, one of my favorite parks in this whole city.
It's pretty great.
And the Shake Shack is there.
Yeah.
So I was walking through and I was considering getting Shake Shack. And you know one of these things when you're like, maybe going to treat yourself and you like walk someplace and you're like, am I going to do it? Am I not going to do it? And you like walk by to like peer at the menu and like see how busy it is.
You're
like,
flirting with Shake Shack.
Yeah. You're not really sure if you're quite going to get it, but like maybe you only get on like the cold drinks line and not in the hot food line. And Shake Shack has a difference between cold and hot lines. And then I ended up walking right through the movie set. And in the movie, they eat Shake Shack a lot. So they were filming at Shake Shack that day.
It's really funny. The funny thing about moving here that I never really anticipated was how blasé walking through a movie set will become, mm-hmm. because there was no way that walking through a movie set is blasé in any way. But like, you just start to see, the big thing is the Haddad's trailers.
Oh yes.
Or whatever that company is called. Mm-hmm. It's the company that is like in charge of all of the talent trailers,
yes.
and food trailers. And you'll see them like lined up 6 or 7 on one block.
Yeah.
And then you see the food tent and you know that food is not for you.
Not for you.
Try every time.
Yep.
They never let me.
Nope. And then you just keep walking through it.
They have these little yellow pieces of paper that they tape to like poles and to the side of those dressing room trucks. And they tried to disguise exactly what they're filming.
Uh-huh.
But when they were filming the Ninja Turtles in this neighborhood, I think it was like Pizza Reptiles.
Yeah. And then they were also filming it in my neighborhood and they called it Half Shell.
Oh my God.
And then underneath they wrote definitely not Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, exactly. Pizza Reptile. Wait, are turtles reptiles or amphibians?
I don't know, but it's a pizza reptile.
I thought they were all cartoons.
That's amazing.
Or in the dressing room, they'll put like Lucy and Ethel, and they'll like try and disguise the names.
Yeah.
Which, if anything, makes you more curious.
I know, really?
Like, now I want to know. If Lucille Ball's in there, that's a big deal.
I know, because
she's
dead.
Now I got to get in.
Her dead body is
what
like
are they hiding?
There.
I don't know.
It's there.
It's in the trailer. In the trailer.
Hold on, morning cough.
Oh, you get
there
that
you
out.
Go.
Sorry.
That's productive. Should we go around the room and talk about what we learned this week? Because the big show is going to start in 15 minutes.
Woo. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
I'll go first. I actually have something this week.
What? Kathleen?
I know.
Start with one of these.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, girl.
So I'm growing these plants inside, basil and mint, and the soil started to get a little bit moldy, so I looked it up. If you have plants that are growing indoors, they should probably be getting some sort of air circulation, like you need a plant fan, apparently.
What?
But if you don't have a plant fan, mix a little bit of cinnamon in with the soil for your indoor plants, because
what?
It's a natural antibacterial, and it'll kill, the plant will remain intact, the plant will grow fine, it won't affect the plant. But it'll kill all the little mold spores in the soil.
I should sprinkle cinnamon on my plants?
Yeah.
How much?
Amazing. Just a little bit. Not a whole lot. Just mix it into the soil.
That's crazy because I had a plant die of mold.
Yeah. Yeah. But you need to put some air. Put a fan on that plant.
I'm not putting a fan on my plants.
Yep. You need a plant fan.
Do they not deserve this?
Need a plant fan.
After all the resoiling you've done.
They do. I did a lot of resoiling last night.
Yeah. She deserved it.
All right.
In your bathtub.
I learned about a plant fan today. That's
Team
what I
Lily.
Learned about. I know. Lily, fern, and then I have my money tree, and I have my other one that I'm still trying to figure out a name for the money tree and the other one.
Okay. It'll come to you. You can be hasty.
Yeah. But Lily and Fern are doing very well.
Good.
As are the money tree and the other one. Do you think the other one is going to have a complex because it's called
like
the other
might.
One?
I feel like
mommy doesn't really love me.
I'm going to call you up one day and you're going to give me an update on the plants like my dad does on the cats.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, I want to know how you are, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All right. Well, I learned this week that if you are highly susceptible to adopting animals, you should not follow various animal adoption places on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Because last night I made an official inquiry into one.
Yay!
Were you drinking?
No, I was sober.
Wow.
I know. Hi, Danielle.
Danielle's cursing.
You are.
She's cursing.
Three sluts in a room.
Whoa.
Not going to disagree.
Two sluts. And it's up to you to decide who isn't a slut. Last night, I made an official inquiry on a cat. And
what was the inquiry?
Did you get it?
I haven't heard back. I just wanted to know if the cat was healthy because, you know, my other one wasn't. And he passed away. So I was just like, does this cat get along with other cats? Turns out this cat does get along with other cats, which sucks.
Did you get along with other plants?
Yeah. I know.
That's an important question.
So don't follow animal adoption centers on Instagram if you find yourself vulnerable, because you're going to end up getting one or seven. And that's not a good thing if you don't live a lifestyle that is conducive to having one or seven animals living in your house. I also still want a silky chicken.
Okay.
Apparently, they smell bad.
Really?
A listener
wrote
to us.
Not if you sprinkle cinnamon on them.
Not if you sprinkle cinnamon. A listener wrote to us who grew up with them, and he said that they make all the other chickens in a bad mood, and they smell bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sort of like, not chinchillas, the long ones.
Ferrets.
Ferrets reek.
Ooh, so
do
seals.
They smell like piss.
Oh, they're terrible, and their hair is oily,
oh,
and so when
gross.
You're done touching them, you reek, and you can't get it off because it's like the oil is in your skin.
Oh,
we had a ferret in my middle school.
Oh, they're we so had, cute though.
It was gross.
No,
everyone voted
not.
To
yes,
name it
they
Shaq.
Are. I think they're really sweet.
So stupid. What did you learn this week, Sam?
Sorry, I'm still smiling over the cat inquiry.
Oh, wait, let me show you. Have I shown you a picture
no,
of this stupid cat? Stupid. Damn.
I feel like Bethany wants Stupid to call up. Kitty. She wants to ask questions, but she's afraid to ask too committed of a question. So she'll call up and be like, so like, what kind of TV does the cat
yeah.
watch?
Does the cat?
Oh.
Oh, no.
I know.
Look at that permanent stank eye.
I
so
know.
Cute.
Oh, no.
She always looks pissed. Oh. She has a perma bitch face.
Tell him why.
Because she's missing half of her face.
Oh, no.
She was rescued from the streets, and she's missing an eye and half of her mouth.
You in danger, girl.
I know. I'm so much trouble.
She's going to protect those plants.
She's in special. She's very special needs. They hashtag special needs cat.
Oh, I know.
I can't.
I can't wait to learn in our next episode that Bethany has adopted a cat. That's what I learned.
You know
week.
My rule. One has to be missing an eye. One has to be missing a leg. Well, and that's how I know the universe is telling me it's the right time.
One step at a time.
A Okay, what did you learn this week, Sam?
I learned this week that if you dye your hair, you have to A, remember, and B, take proper precautions over said dyed hair.
What did you ruin?
What did you
do?
Well,
the first thing was I got into the shower and I didn't wash it for a few days. I just kept putting in a ponytail. I forgot that I had this dye in my hair. So I showered yesterday morning and I thought I was dying.
Because it was
a
hot
solid
pink.
5 seconds. Yeah, yeah. But it, with the water, it washes off as like a red.
You thought you were
and
bleeding.
And I couldn't tell where it was coming from.
Couldn't remember.
And
if
I was like,
beets.
Oh my God, this is how Carrie felt
yeah.
in the opening scene.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I didn't know what was going on. And then I realized, and then I felt dumb. And then I had to scrub my tub because it dyed the
oh,
floor.
Shoot.
And I don't like messes.
Yeah.
And then I went back into my room and my pillow looked like it was paint, like paint color, not even like smeared, but like chunks of paint.
Ooh.
It was so weird. And now I don't know if my pillow's like, yeah. I had just done a wash, the so per- I can't do a single pillow wash. No,
no
one
that's
does
not
that.
Coming out.
The perils of being hip.
I'm so hip it hurts.
But at least you look pretty.
Thanks so
you
much.
You look so pretty.
Stop saying that.
You
I
look
like
so, so
can,
pretty.
Can I just say that Sam's not wearing headphones today because she
oh,
didn't
yeah.
want to mess up her
hair. I didn't. No, because we're on that delicate girls with curly hair. You know, first day, curl strong.
Yeah.
Second day, it's like over-steamed spinach.
I don't know.
It could wilt at any moment.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like.
So we got to be careful. There's a lot of Aquanet in here.
What's going on?
Don't let it match.
Can I plug? Can we do plugs?
Yeah. Let's do the plug. Plug.
So when is this airing?
This week? I don't know.
This
next week?
Next week?
Next month.
It's kind of an evergreen.
Okay.
Air whenever.
So whenever this ends up airing, we've released episode 2 of my web series Labeled. It came out on the 18th. So please watch it. Go to my Twitter at Radio Bethany, and I link you over from there.
Yes.
And watch and tell your friends because everyone worked for free, and we're trying to raise money to not make them work for free. But regardless, we would love for you to watch it and tell your friends.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm in it. But I also
Sorry,
produce
morning
it.
Voice.
That's it. Anything else
Ooh,
you guys want to plug?
Producer credits.
I know. Producer credits.
Now you've made the big leagues.
It means a lot of emails. That's what that means. It's nothing fancy. It just means a lot of emails. Anything else, you guys?
No, I'd like to get a coffee now.
Okay. All right.
You should probably follow us on Twitter if you're not already doing that. It's at Acquired Podcast.
Mm-hmm. And on Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
And on Facebook, just search an Acquired Taste Podcast.
Yeah, wait a minute. What's everyone's personals? Because we're going on vacation next week. Don't
yeah.
worry, we're gonna get you your podcast still.
Yes.
But we are going on vacation, so we should have some interesting photos.
Yes.
At least one of us will. Hashtag not jealous, hashtag Kathleen.
I'm going to Italy.
Yeah, Italy. Kathleen, what are your socials?
At Webgirl Kathleen on everything.
Sam?
At Sam and Radio on everything.
And I am Radio Bethany on Twitter and Ms. Bethany Watson on everything else.
Yay! Thanks, guys. We love you very much, and we will talk to you next time.